Now, Alex, I heard you've got a really good story to tell on this topic.
Well, actually, on the topic of fantasies, I think you have, like, usually both ends of the spectrum. Something super naughty and nasty, and something that's very, probably more, like, intimate and probably more memorable. I have a friend that, his fantasy.
Now, this sounds like you're going romantic.
Yes, actually, to a point. There's always a surprise ending. I have a really good friend that he wants his partner to saran wrap him, his chest, and he would like her to poop on his chest. That is something that he just always wanted to do.
Yeah, tell him to go for it. If the lady's down, it's on.
Melissa, would you be comfortable doing that?
Pooping on someone or getting pooped on?
No, pooping on someone. Like, if, like, say there was a or say there was a guy you were totally into. Do you have, like, any kind of, like, dream guy?
Oh yeah.
Who?
Of course. Anybody who knows me knows my type.
And that is?
Tall, bald, Filipino.
and that's the type of guy that really makes you want to take a crap on him.
No. Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I think in saying that, it's like, what if he told you, like, you know, Melissa, one of my deepest, darkest fantasies is for you to saran wrap me or my chest, and I want you to poop on my chest.
Okay, well, I mean, it kind of depends. Are there arms in the saran wrap or out?
You know, when my friend told me that story, I looked at him and I didn't know if he was serious or not. And there was that awkward quietness. I had to play it off because it was awkward for me at the time.
Did he tell you, like, hey, man, I got to tell you something? Or, I mean...
That's exactly how it happened. He's all lame, like the hottest girl you would think. And I named her, and he goes, would you let her poop on your chest? I looked at him like, wait, what? And he was kind of looking at me totally serious, like total poker face. And I go, no. And he looked at me, he's like, well, I kind of want my girl to do that to me.
So he wants it.
Yeah, he wants it.
Does the girl want to do it?
I don't know. I will actually get back to him and find out to see if it actually happens. I think it has to be, the stars definitely have to be aligned for that, something like that to happen.
Seriously, are they married?
Yes, they're actually married.
So they're already, like, legally bound. So even if they do it and something gets weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of paperwork.
I think it's one of those things. It's like, hey, for our 5th year anniversary, like, we should go to Hawaii and go, or I don't know, Fiji or something random. And, you know, that might be something to look forward to.
We have to get out of the country. I don't know if you'd want to do it, like, on a special occasion, though, because if you haven't tried it before and you're not totally sure about it, and then you do it... Then you're like, oh, yeah, remember the 5th anniversary when we had to ask for 3 new sets of sheets and we couldn't get rid of that smell in the room? Like, yeah. You know.
Imagine going through TSA. What's the deal with all the saran wrap?
That must be some really stinky poop you're brewing up there. 3 pairs of sheets.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it gets messy.
Oh, yeah. I guess I only really ever witness poop when it's submerged in water, so I don't know what it will do when it's just plopping on saran wrap.
Well, now, come on. If anyone knows, it would be you. You are the anal expert in there.
I don't know if I'm, like, an anal expert. More, I don't know.
You're an anal expert, but not all things anal.
Maybe. I don't know. You're calling me the expert here. I just like to share what little knowledge I have.
And it is greatly appreciated.